Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the last song that we just sang, Lord, light a fire in me. Light a fire in me. I'm reminded of a train with the engine that runs on coal. The engine and the train still sits in a place. Until the fire is lighted, the coal starts burning, the steam comes out, and with the steam, the train starts running. Until the Lord lights a fire in us, until the Lord lights that flame of passion for Himself, we will be in one place and not being used for the promises of God. Praise the Lord. We are living in unprecedented times. Never in the history of this world has a pandemic taken over to this extent, where people are not knowing what to do. In fact, this pandemic has affected our church, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, as well. Because as we know that one of the problems that the church today is facing is that the believers are living in isolation. Everybody is isolated and secluded. And there is not much connection among people anymore. And the people of God many a times are not plugged in into the work of the God's kingdom. Deva Rajatinde Aurora Pravartila. Deva Makala Dinagata Plugdai Vernila. Many of the pastors today are having the same thought that I have been feeling. Lord, how can we have more people plugged in into the works of the ministry? How can we have people who are even in the midst of a problem, Lord, able to work for God's kingdom? I have had these thoughts for some time now, and I'm as I was been praying to God, what the Lord showed me was that God has taken away every excuse from us not to gather together. Many times before you would say, hey, Pastor, I'm working, and then I cannot come to church because of the traffic. I cannot come in time. I'm tired. I cannot drive this far. When the prayer is over, you know, I cannot get back to work in the morning. We used to have many excuses of not able to assemble together. What the Lord showed me was that the Lord has taken away all the excuses away from us. We don't have much of excuses anymore regarding traffic or regarding extended work or even social commitments. We don't have any places that we are meeting socially outside. So being secluded in our homes should give us all the more reason to get plugged in into fellowship and connection with each of us. And so over the past days, you know that God has given me that message about being committed to what God has started in our life. This is not a time to step back and give up. I don't know to whom the Lord is speaking this morning, but I want to tell you, this is not a time to step back and take it easy, because the life is becoming more challenging. And as the days are approaching, I will tell you that things are not going to be better. They are going to be worse. In fact, I'm telling you that when we are not committed for God's kingdom, even in these times, and we are not plugged in to do the works of the ministry, as I spoke the last Sunday, God will bring about a persecution for the church. There is going to come a time when we are going to face the persecution. If you ask believers in China, for example, and North Korea, for example, they are not able to gather together. And they are imprisoned if they gather together to fellowship. Why? Because there is a persecution that is going on against the kingdom of God in those places. But one thing is there. In the midst of the persecution, God is expanding His church. He is building His kingdom. Here in this country, this is the revelation that God put in my heart, is that when there is going to be a persecution against the church, God is going to refine and bring out people who will stand up for the work of God's kingdom. I hope it does not happen. I hope we have a good life, brothers and sisters. But till the time that we are stepping back and not willing to get on ourselves involved in the ministry, God is looking at us and saying, what shall I do to raise them up? And God will bring a persecution. It happened in the first century when the disciples were not leaving Jerusalem. And God brought an intense persecution on the church. They were scattered everywhere. But the church expanded because of that. And this is a thought that I want to share with you as I begin what God has put in my heart to share with you about how we can be committed to the church. You know, last Sunday I put the base ground about what a church is, how it was formed, how it got expanded in the first century. And I laid down the ground rules of being committed in the church. We looked at the five functions within the church. And I spoke about the five groups of people who are participating in the church. The church is not a building. I want us to understand, church is not a building. A church is a company or a group of the redeemed people of God who have been called by Him, who have joined with Christ, joined with one another. Church is not an organization. The Church of Jesus Christ is an organism. It is growing. Every day it is growing with people entering into God's kingdom. With Christ as the cornerstone, built upon the teachings of the apostles, today the responsibility of the church is to carry the mission of Jesus Christ to the world who does not know Jesus. So when I speak about that, I want to tell us, you know, how we can be committed to this great call of God. As I said, as I get started, I want us to look into a word. And I want to tell you how all of us came to be a part of this church. We did not come here by accident. We did not become part of God's family by accident. Something happened, and I want to bring that at the forefront as I speak to you today. If you have your Bibles, can you open to the Gospel of John chapter 15, verse number 16, where our Lord Jesus Christ is making a declarative statement. This is what the Lord's saying. This statement is spectacular. This is what Jesus is saying regarding the church, His bride, His people. Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give you." Can we hear that in Malayalam, please? Thank you.
Ningal enne thiranjedutu ennalla, njan ningale thiranjedutu, ningal poi phalam kaikkendathinu, ningalude phalam nilanilkkendathinu, ningale aakki vechum irikkunnu. Ningal ente naamathil pidavinod apekshikkunnathokkeyum, avan ningalkku tharuvanayittu thanne.
Praise God. There are three things that we can learn from this statement of Jesus. Number one, we did not stumble to to be part of God's kingdom by accident. Jesus has chosen us. He has called us. He has chosen us. And not only that, He has appointed us. More like a letter of appointment for somebody to start a job. Jesus has initiated this relationship. Each of you, don't think you came by accident. When you were born into this world, you did not decide which family you would belong to. But when you come to your new birth, you are the one who makes that decision, but Jesus has called you. He has attracted you. He has chosen and appointed you. So the first thing is that you are not part of the church by accident. Number two, the reason what Jesus is looking from us is to bear fruit that remains. Nela nilkunna phalam nammal kaikanam. When I was pondering over and meditating about what is God, Lord, what do you mean by the fruit that remains? The thought initially came to me was the fruit of the Spirit. Almavinte phalam. You know that the nine gifts of the Spirit, that is starting with love. Snehan totta onbad phalam or phalangala. They are all the fruit of the Spirit. That has to come. You know, why do I say that? Because it is the fruit that remains. 1 Corinthians chapter 13:13 says, the faith may go, the hope may be over, but love will remain forever. Vishwasom pratyashem ninnubo pashasneham sadagalam, it will continue. Love will remain forever. The fruit in our life will remain forever. We should bear fruit in our life, the fruit of the Spirit. But on a secondary note, the fruit that remains is the fruit of the souls that God brings into the kingdom through us. We should bear fruit. Nammal phalam porappadivikkanam. Almiya phalam. The fruit of the Spirit and the fruit of souls. This is what God requires from each one of us. And the third thing, which is a promise from God, is that if you do that, God will grant all your prayer requests. നമ്മള് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നത് ദൈവം നമ്മുടെ പ്രാർത്ഥനയ്ക്ക് ഉത്തരം തരും. മെനി ടൈംസ് വി ഡോണ്ട് നോ വാട്ട് ടു പ്രേ, ഹൗ ടു പ്രേ. വി പ്രേ ഫോർ ദ റോങ് റീസൺസ്, വി പ്രേ ദ റോങ് തിങ്സ്. ബട്ട് വെൻ വി സ്റ്റാർട്ട് പ്ലഗിംഗ് ഇൻ ടു ഗാഡ്, ബീങ് ഇന്റിമേറ്റ് വിത്ത് ജീസസ്, വട്ട് എവർ വി പ്രേ വിൽ ബി അക്കോർഡിംഗ് ടു ഗാഡ്സ് പ്ലാൻ, ആൻഡ് ഗാഡ് വിൽ ലിസൺ ടു അസ് ആൻഡ് ആൻസർ അവർ പ്രേയേഴ്സ്. So what I want to tell you is that today God has made us one of His people. Nammal devathinte oru janam kootamayi maariyirikkuva. He has chosen us to fulfill His purposes on the earth. Devathine ee bhoomiye kurichu chila udheshangal undu. Nammale theranjeduthathu devam thante udhesham sthaapikkan vendi maatrama. We have to understand, we are part of His plan of setting His kingdom and fulfilling His kingdom on this earth. Let me take you to another verse in 1 Peter. 1 Petros adinte randamathe adhyayam. Verses 9 and 10 speaking about us. Nammale kuriche Petros parayna, Peter speaking about us. He says like this, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who have had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Can we hear that in Malayalam, please?
നിങ്ങളോ അന്ധകാരത്തിൽ നിന്ന് തന്റെ അത്ഭുത പ്രകാശത്തിലേക്ക് നിങ്ങളെ വിളിച്ചവന്റെ സൽഗുണങ്ങളെ ഘോഷിപ്പാൻ തക്കവണ്ണം തിരഞ്ഞെടുക്കപ്പെട്ട ഒരു ജാതിയും രാജകീയ പുരോഹിത വർഗവും വിശുദ്ധ വംശവും സ്വന്ത ജനവുമാകുന്നു. മുമ്പേ നിങ്ങൾ ജനമല്ലാത്തവർ, ഇപ്പോഴോ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ജനം. കരുണ ലഭിക്കാത്തവർ, ഇപ്പോഴോ കരുണ ലഭിച്ചവർ തന്നെ.
താങ്ക് യു. ഐ വോണ്ട് ടു കൺസെൻട്രേറ്റ് ഓൺ ദ ഫാക്ട് ദാറ്റ് വി ഹാവ് ബിക്കം His own special people. Tande sonda janamai devam nammale terinjeduthu. Oru kaalathu nammale janam allayirunnu. We were not a people. But God has chosen us today to be his own special people. We belong to God's family. Let us never forget that. God has chosen us to be part of his family on earth. And as God's people, each of us need to serve God and his kingdom with whatever God has given us. നമുക്ക് ദൈവം എന്ത് തന്നിട്ടുണ്ടോ, നല്ല ദാനങ്ങൾ തന്നിട്ടുണ്ടോ, use that to serve God primarily in your life. That is the purpose of God for us. Let me tell you a true story. An elderly widow was restricted in her activities. She could not go out of her home and she was homebound, but she still wanted to serve the Lord. After praying about this, she realized that she had a talent of playing.